And then when you're exiting now, going east from, say, Austin or wherever, and you want to go north on Highway 63, you'll exit at, I think it's the High Forest exit, but it's just before that. Follow the signs up, and it's got a new route for Highway 30 now. It takes County Road 8 up to County Road 16 by the Rochester Airport, and then you connect in with Highway 63. And that will eventually be the permanent route for Highway 30 because we've closed off that access where it intersects it at Highway 63 south of the airport. So there's a lot of good safety improvements, but all in all, it becomes a very busy construction zone, and just want to make sure folks are aware of it. You know, I think we all do better when we know what awaits us when we're driving. We don't want, like, surprises. So just some good things to remember. And most of that will be in place well through the end of October, possibly into early November. Then it'll all clear back up and go back to a relatively normal traffic flow until next year. And then we'll get round two of that. But in the end, there's some very needed safety improvements, even just how people merge from I-90 onto 63 and access, just kind of making sure that it's a much safer volume. So